All right, let's give folks a few more minutes to pile in, and then we'll get started.
Bro, did you even wash your hands?
Yeah. Who is hissing into the microphone?
Oh, that was Vlad's vape.
Hear my vape more clear than you can hear me speak sometimes.
That's hilarious.
No shit posting.
Out of announcements.
Calm the autism.
Meeting now. Whoa! What's going on with your microphone, bud? Yeah.
Feedback to Ashlism.
Sounds like you're talking through a fan or something.
What? Huh?
I wasn't talking to you, Nick. I was talking to Mr. H-Pie from North Dakota.
Is that still bad?
As long as you're not, you know, just mute your mic when you're not talking, we'll be fine.
Perfect.
Wow, okay, cool. Holy crap, that's why. They don't have internet in North Dakota, guys. Be nice.
Yeah, barely.
All right, so welcome, everyone, especially some new guys. Whoa, come on. Mute your mic. So welcome everyone, we got some new guys here. These meetings are mostly weekly. They don't always fall on the same day every week. We just do them kind of as we see fit, depending on the levels of activism we've seen. These are meetings for non-network members, which is all of you, coincidentally. And it means that you don't have enough guys in your local area to form a formalized network. Whoa. Which means that you, once you have enough guys in your local area, you will be given like a network channel, you know, an official network direction and oversight person. But since since y'all aren't there yet, we're here. And we mostly are just keeping track of activism, and that is actually what we're going to do now. Because remember, everybody contributes, no one quits. And the best, and also people who are speaking to others behind themselves also mute their microphones. Remember the best way to weed out, you know, infiltrators and otherwise undesirables is to keep active, keep it cohesive, and work your butt off.
That's the last time I saw.
All right, I'm gonna mute you, Nick, real quick, and we'll come back to you. All right, Billy, you ready? You ready? Billy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, cool. Chris, start with you. What you been up to, and what are you going to be up to?
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm doing great.
So lately, the Georgia boys have just been making these quarter-page flyers and putting them in bags and throwing them out. We threw out 300 on Tuesday and finished today about an hour ago. Threw out another 300 more. And then I have another few hundred printed out. It's the old posters.
Yeah. We, in the future, if you're thinking about doing that, if you need something specific, I can design you something specific. So don't worry about that. But yeah, good work. And make sure to check. I think if you do like 600 in a single neighborhood, someone's going to talk to the press, right?
Hopefully, yeah. And then this Saturday, planning on going up to the Chattanooga boys and doing a training session up there.
Nice. How many folks would that be?
It'd be six total, 3 and 3.
About 5 or 6 of us.
So what is the main thing that when it comes to like documenting that you would want to make sure you do?
Sparring and maybe get some footage of the guys doing push-ups.
Footage, exactly. If you don't take photos and videos, guys, it didn't happen. Literally, Pixar, it didn't happen. Propaganda, and I don't mean propaganda, I'm promotional material, is half or about 3/4 of the battle sometimes. So that sounds awesome. Make sure you get some nice angles. Film it horizontally and try to look for angles that people wouldn't get if they were just standing right straight up, looking like staring at you guys, right? So go for lower, go for higher, go for close-ups, go for, you know, and also don't stand like 20 feet away. If you know, if you want some, like, we just need a picture or something to make sure that we can put it out there, it'll look good, you know, just don't get any, like, defining things, like, we shouldn't be able to see the house if it's just, like, a straight, you know, line of trees, something like that. But yeah, sounds awesome. Looking forward to it. That's on Saturday?
Yes.
Saturday.
Looking forward to it. All right. Charlie, speak. Which have you been up to?
And what I'm looking for my headphones right now.
Okay.
If you could give me a minute, sorry about that.
Okay.
Excuse my tardiness.
Yeah, you're excused.
Thank you.
Connor, man, what's up?
Not much. Past few weeks, I've just been going to our, you know, events around the country or the East Coast. And
good shit. Good
you
shit.
Went to both of those, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to the one in D.C. and then the next weekend after.
High agency guy right here.
Dude, everybody pat Chris on the back. Solid work.
I appreciate it. And then this weekend I'm working with our, you know, new MA prospects, or we're maybe some good flyering and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get footage.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Footage. Just some quick stuff. And we're going to probably publish the action report video tomorrow, and you can get some examples of some good footage. Chris got great footage of the postering. The Georgia boys are actually featured prominently in the action report. You know why? Because they have the best footage. They have the most of it.
Did I hear this action report is coming out tomorrow?
Yes. I didn't publish it today because of the news cycle, and I kind of didn't really want to, like, you know, get into that. We're just doing some last stuff. Because we kept adding more and more and more and all that stuff. So anyways.
I've been waiting, to say the least.
Well, yeah. Connor, so that sounds great. And make sure to, like, be really on top of, like, the new guys. Let me know if there's any, you know, let me know how it goes.
For sure.
All right, H-Pi. You know, you gotta get a name that's not hemorrhoid, so, like, I don't feel...
Yeah,
like,
I need to change that, sorry.
Change it, like, Harry, or, you know, Jim. We don't have a Jim. We could go with a Jim.
Okay.
Some name that is a name, but it's not your name. You know what I mean?
I feel like, definitely. I have a few areas that I want to hit up. I want to get, like, the cardboard cutout of guys and everything like that, and get a flyer,
mm-hmm.
or, a banner like that. I am by myself, so I'm trying to figure out where I can do that quickly on my own.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my plan. I also get a colored printer that's up there as well.
Gotcha. It's like you're coming through the intercom system of, like, a Cold War era bunker.
Yeah, so I'm using Linux on my laptop right now, so it's kind of...
Maybe. Hey, man. Yeah. Billy, can you get that stuff down? Is he coming through all right for that? Billy.
I went to get flyers and banners. That's all I have.
Yeah, yeah. So you have been putting up flyers. You put up two sets of flyers, is that correct?
Yeah, I did. I can come back too. If you just give me like a minute, I can get into Windows quick.
No,
and come back on.
I can,
okay.
I can understand you. So you put up two sets of flyers. One of them was just in Fargo, you said it was, right?
Yeah, that was the one today, yeah. And then I did Moorhead the first.
Yeah, pro tip, the flyers, you know, flyers and posters are different. The flyers are the ones with, like, a full page of text. You don't want to actually put those up because that's, you know, they're not really going to get read. The posters with, like, the big fancy designs on them and stuff. Like, the designs with the most text are, like, best used for, like, rallies and stuff when you're actually going around handing them out. But the flyers with the most, like, designs are best used for putting them up. Also, especially when you're putting it up on a pole, make sure it's wrapped around the pole so it's not hanging off, because then it's super easy to take down. Especially for poles out there in public, you might want to grab some spray adhesive. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, $7. Yeah, I actually had those. That one by the bank, I had that actually wrapped up on the whites, so it was actually still stuck on pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely though.
But in the future, yeah, yeah.
So yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and otherwise, great work, you know. Did you only put up two, or...?
I put up more, but the other pictures were pretty bad.
Okay, well, hey, get better at it.
Yeah, definitely.
Looking forward to it. Hyena, how's it going, man? What you been up to?
Me?
Mm-hmm, yes, you.
Oh, just, you know, I was at a meeting for the frat, so I was able to scope out things around nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I'm going to, like, I would try to do, like, put some posts in the ground in this one kind of wooded area, because everything else around that campus is concrete, and then have a banner between it. I don't know if I'm going to do that. That's just an idea in my head. but I did see that they're starting, they put up these flyers for like a Diarrhea Anne Frank kind of thing. So mm-hmm. I want to like put some of those no communists, no Jews with the America poster and like put it over by that one.
Discontinue that design. So
yeah,
you can definitely put up some of the stickers over their flyers. Actually, if you printed out one of our sticker pages, you could just take those 10 stickers and you could just slap, you know, a sticker in the middle of those flyers, and it would actually force them to take down their own flyers or leave ours up. You know?
Eh? Yeah.
Eh? Smart idea. Kind of play some mind games. Yeah, no, that's fun to do with lefty stuff. We put our stickers on it, and it makes them have to take down their own stuff, which is, you know, nice.
For the stickers, do you like get? Is there like sticky paper that you put into your printer or something?
You
or?
Will buy it's all in the everybody. There are new sticker designs. Go to the Activism. It is the first pin. The template is available at most office supply stores and online. It's Avery 8163. And you can buy a box of like 250 sheets of it, which would end up being like 2,500 stickers on, you know, staples for like 12, 15 bucks. So you buy that and then you just print out the PDF on it.
Did you say the Defend Your Nation poster is no longer available for use? Or?
No, I think he was talking about the Reject the False Dichotomy poster. Everybody.
No, like, okay. It's the one where it's got like the hands with the communists.
Okay, no, that one. Yeah, that's still available. Everybody okay. Also, when it comes to poster designs, sometimes they're updated, sometimes they're discontinued. Make sure to check frequently in the Activism channel. I'm going to pinned messages to see what designs are current. If I decide to discontinue a design, it's probably for a reason, because we have a better one or I feel like it's no longer worth putting up. So just, you know, stay tuned with that. So yeah, looks like a great work, Hyena. Keep it up. And, you know, I would love to be posting some more pictures from Kentucky sometime in the near future. So if we could go out and do like a solid outing, you know, something, since it's warming up, right? Like, let's heat up ourselves. You know what I mean? Let's get out there, get some solid gotcha. Photos. LeBlanc, how's it going, my man?
LeBlanc gave me a written report.
Okay. Did you say anything about that?
You want me to read it?
No, I know. LeBlanc, make sure to meet up with that guy soon so we can get him in the server. Want y'all to start getting stuff going. Two guys, do